This is Senator Al Simpson. Another political power play is on in Congress to pull the teeth out of the Hatch Act. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, since 1939, over 50 years, the Hatch Act has cut back on political favoritism between civil servants and elected officials by clearly spelling out the ethical distinctions to keep the two groups separate and apart. But now you greedy Democrats claim the old Hatch Act has to go, and all federal employees must be allowed to hold key positions in political parties and raise big bucks. After hours, of course. Ted, the Hatch Act has never kept a single federal employee from participating in the political process, and our Supreme Court has said over and over again that the law does not deny a single citizen of their right of free speech. So why return to the bad old days of the spoils system and an era when strong union bosses ruled the roost?
Al, just because people work for the federal government doesn't mean you Republican right-wingers are entitled to muzzle them. We're talking about some of the most fundamental rights any Americans have, to participate in our democracy. It's wrong to shut people out of the political process. The Hatch Act, named for the New Mexico senator who sponsored it in the Depression, probably went too far when Congress passed it in 1939. It certainly goes too far today. You Republican right-wingers are always complaining about big government, but then you hypocritically turn around and let Big Brother tell 3 million federal workers they can't become involved in politics, even if it's on their own time, off-duty, and away from work. We all know what's going on, Al. Your inferiority complex is showing. You're afraid federal workers will be for Democratic candidates, not Republicans. The Hatch Act can't save Republicans, Al. What you need is more appealing policies. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on President Bush's threat to veto the Civil Rights Bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.